Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. The former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has started an appeal against 10 counts of genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity carried out during the Bosnian War in the 1990s. Anna Holligan is at the court and outlines the case against the Bosnian Serb leader.
He's a politician. It shows that these events, these mass atrocities, didn't happen by chance. We've heard throughout this trial the phrase genocidal intent. This was part of a political plan designed to ethnically cleanse the Muslim population from parts of Bosnia that the Bosnian Serbs wanted to turn into a greater Serbian republic. And it also matters because there is a symbolic value here. It shows that it's not just the people who are pulling the triggers who can eventually be held accountable.
A court in Brussels is expected to pronounce its verdict in a case involving Salah Abdeslam, the only surviving suspect in the 2015 Paris Islamist attacks. He and another man are accused of the attempted murder of Belgian police officers as they tried to arrest him. Kevin Lee has the details.
4 months after the Paris attacks, the Belgian police thought they found where Abdeslam was hiding in a suburb called Foray here in Brussels. They went to the front door. They came under sustained arms fire. Three officers were injured. One terror suspect, Mohamed Belkade, an Algerian national said to have coordinated the Paris attacks, was killed. Two others fled via the rooftops. One of them, Abdeslam, another man, Soufiane Ayori, both men waiting for the verdict today and face up to 20 years in prison if found guilty today.
The president of Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega, has scrapped the changes to Social Security that sparked 5 days of nationwide unrest.
What we have done is revoke or cancel. It has already been put aside, the previous resolution of April 16, 2018, which acted as a trigger that started this whole situation.
Mr. Ortega said he hoped the decision would help restore order. Some opposition leaders are calling for him to resign over the violent repression of protesters. Nicaraguan human rights groups say at least 25 people have been killed since Wednesday. World News from the BBC.